I took a walk this morning, short walk, about 20 minutes. The rain had almost stopped and the air is warm, and so I set off for a gentle stroll around some of the back pathways surrounding here. And I didn't take any earphones, earbuds, or anything to listen to except what I would hear naturally. And the reason I did this was because of something that kind of stirred in me a few days ago. And I alluded to the fact in one of my audios that I wasn't really taking the time to stop and take in what was around me, too busy doing things, too busy listening to things, earbuds stuck in the lugs all the time, whether it's music or audio boo. And so I mentioned a poem that I couldn't, or I didn't know the words to, but my wife often recites the first couple of lines to stop and stare. And I received a comment on that audio from Sarah, who is at Sarah, at Solo Sarah on Twitter. And Sarah put the wording of that poem by, I believe it was William Henry Davis, into the comments so I could read it. And when I saw that, I thought, you know, once I read it through, I made my mind up I was going to learn that poem. I haven't yet, so I'm going to read it from an electronic device in front of me. But the reason I did that this morning is because this had been playing in my mind, and the fact that really I wasn't paying attention to the world around me as such, if I was constantly bombarding myself with sounds and not the natural sounds. And although Audio Boo is absolutely fantastic and I absolutely love it, and I absolutely love my music, in particular my classical music, but this morning I decided I was going out and taking nothing with me. And one of the first things that caught my attention, if you like, was the fact that the traffic noise wasn't annoying me nearly so much as it does when I'm trying to listen intently to whatever's playing through those buds. It seemed somehow quieter, not so intrusive. I walked along before I hit the first path, and the blackbird was sitting atop an aerial on a little cottage. And I could hear its beautiful song. Nothing was shielding it from my ears, and I turned to look up to see it and watch it. And I wouldn't have done that because I wouldn't have heard that blackbird. And as I meandered, if you like, through the wee pathways, through some of them covered in shrubbery and trees, I could hear all kinds of birds singing away. A whole plethora of birds, to be honest, that if I had been normally walking through there, I may have heard, but I wouldn't have paid a lot of attention because I'd be paying attention to what was being pushed through my eardrums. The weather was mild, as I said, very, very mild and beautiful, and I nodded across and spoke very shortly, briefly, to an older lady who I know well, but it's through being a friend of my wife. And we talked about the weather in the passing, none of us really stopping, but just enough time to say something to each other and acknowledge each other. And as I walked on past that, I could hear all sorts of sounds, and I was turning my head left and right to see what was going on. Even fresh cut grass seemed to hit me much, much stronger than it would normally, because my focus was no longer in what was being played in my ears, what I was trying to listen to. And I came back, and you know, it was absolutely wonderful. 20 minutes of hearing what is and would be the natural sounds of this beautiful earth. And it's something I'm going to try and teach myself to do on a regular basis, to take that time out. I alluded to something in my morning thoughts this morning about some plans I have for myself when I come back from holiday, and this is one of them. And as I walked through a certain section of trees and so many birds were singing, the first thought came to my mind, I should have brought my recorder. And then I thought, no, that wasn't the point. The point was to come out and just experience it as myself. And although recording it would have no effect on my listening, as it were, it would have detracted from the fact that I was switching off from the technology, if you like, for a wee bit in a day. And so a thought that sprung and grew in my head a number of days ago, and enforced and strengthened by Sarah's interest in what I was proclaiming that I should be doing, I just feel now that it's come to the point where I really need to do something. And I'm feeling within myself, I'm feeling great that the fact that I did that this morning, that hopefully I'll continue this and it will become another part of my life, a part of my life that should have been there in the first place and not shut out at the expense of audio of all its forms. So I'll read the poem. Whether I read it well or not is a different story, but forget how well I read it. The Intention. Poem by William Henry Davis. And it's titled Leisure. What is this life if, full of care, we have no time to stand and stare? No time to stand beneath the boughs and stare as long as sheep or cows. Well, I guess it was bows in. No time to see when woods we pass, where squirrels hide their nuts and grass. No time to see in broad daylight streams full of stars like skies at night. No time to turn at beauty's glance and watch her feet, how they can dance. No time to wait till her mouth can enrich that smile her eyes began. A poor life this, if full of care, we have no time to stand and stare. Thanks, Sarah.